Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, and good night, wherever you are listening and tuning in with me right here, right now. Hello, and welcome to A Fistful Podcast. I am your host that reveals the most, aka your favorite sister, Sister Chrissy Christ, here at A Fistful Podcast. And I just want to say welcome back for season 8 of Letting It Go. And during this season, you guys, we are going to be discussing what does it mean to let go biblically and society-wise. Because, yes, we can let go of a lot of things in society and a lot of things that has transpired from society. But biblically, have you truly, truly learned the process of letting go and what it actually means? Not the Webster's Dictionary. No. The actually true meaning of letting go, biblically. And what does it mean to truly let go and let God? So, we're going to be talking about all aspects this season. But first, in this night, tonight, we are going to be talking about the process of letting go, and this is the intro of letting things go. So if you're not ready to let anything go in your life right now, no matter how small it is, this is not the season for you, because we're going to dig deep into letting it go. And when we dig deep, as each episode goes on, it's going to be a different type of letting go from a different aspect of your life to let go of. Because we hold on to things, but we don't realize how much those things are really indifferent from our current situation. So we continue to hold on to it. So I want to share with you the process of letting it go, how to let go, what it truly means to let go, and the importance of letting go and letting God. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back with you with your message. And welcome to A Fistful Podcast, you guys. I don't care where you're tuning in at. I don't care where you're from. I don't care who you are, what you do. I just want to thank you for tuning in with me right here and right now, because I am back, you guys, like I never left. And guess what? I don't know how you got here, but I am glad you're here, and I am glad you're tuning in with me. I thank you for your listenership, and guess what? You must have something to let go if you're tuning in with me this season. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back with you with your message on letting go for this season. Hello, and welcome back to A Fistful Podcast. I am your host that reveals the most, your favorite sister, aka Sister Chrissy Christ. And I just want to say, I don't know where you're tuning in from. I don't even know how you got here. But welcome, and welcome to my podcast, A Fistful Podcast. And tonight's episode is the intro of season 8 of Letting Go. And the reason why I chose this season is because we hold on to a lot of things that has us bounded, grounded, shifted, or pulling this way rather than that way, making us go reroute ourselves even when we're on the right path during our journey and trying to embrace our journey. So we allow people, we allow things that has traumatized us, has caused us pain, has been a burden on us to be a distraction in our current state of where we are in our lives. All because we didn't let go of those things that has held us bondage all this time. And sometimes we expect things from people that we can't even give ourselves. But yet we want it. We want to see that change. And guess what? They may not apologize for what they did. You may not get that I'm sorry. You may not get that I apologize. You may not get that. But guess what? You still need to heal. So keep revealing it. But also, as you're revealing it, let it go. Allow your revealing of what happened to you to be a demonstration of letting it go and exhibit the behavior of forgiveness and where you are currently in your life and the state that you are in and the new person or creature you are striving to become. Better than yesterday and then. Let it go. No matter how small it is, no matter how minimized it has been for you, no matter how deflected it has been to someone else's perspective and how much they have gaslighted it for you, watered that plant for you that was a seed that was probably existed before they even crossed paths with you. Let it go. And start being the example of the change you want to see in people that associate themselves with you, around you, connected to you, even if they just simply support you. Never be a victim of your own trauma. You be a victor. I'm not saying forget it. Yes, it happened. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge the part you played in it. Acknowledge your role in it. Acknowledge the red flags you saw in it that you chose to ignore. Acknowledge you first. And then maybe letting it go would be much easier for you. And that also involves forgiveness. Forgive you first. And you can forgive the person all day long. Yes, you can forgive them. But at the end of the day, if you're still talking about it, you're still feeling these emotions, you're still reliving this pain that you're not quite yet ready to laugh at, or you are not comfortable with still talking about, then yes, it's time to let it go. And you need to forgive you. That should have been your first step of letting it go. Forgiveness. Not forgetting, forgiving. And it starts with you. We can't change people. That's one thing about God. He gonna always let you know what your job is, what your purpose is, and your abilities, and what you are capable of doing. And in His word, He said, all things are possible through Jesus Christ. So you are capable of doing all things. But changing people, condemning them, and refusing to let go and not forgiving them are some things you just can't do on your own. You still need them for that. And changing people is something you can't even do supernaturally. Because only He can do that. It's not your job. You are to love. As 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8 says, you are to love. And it explains what love is and what it looks like and what you should not do. And that's keep track of wrong doings. It's not your job. Let it go. He knows already. So, this season is about letting it go. And that is the intro for this season. And during this season, you're going to hear various topics. You're going to hear various interviews with different people that are very prestigious in their industry and very knowledgeable of their purpose. So, we're going to talk about letting people go that we hold so dearly to our hearts that we can't seem to let go, even no matter what, how many times they've stepped on us, tried us, played with us. You know, extend yourself some grace and let it go and let them go. We're going to also be talking about different things that you're carrying on from life, from childhood. Let it go. It happened. Acknowledge it. Feel it, but don't stay in it. Let it go. Forgive so that you may be set free from that. And this is how you heal, y'all. Have to let things go. This is a part of healing. So, it is much needed in this time of life. We all need it. We all got some things we holding on to and not letting go. Some things we're choosing not to let go. Some things we unknowingly not knowing that we're holding on to and haven't let go of. And some things we have noticed ourselves holding on to and still chose not to let go of. And some things we know we need to let go of and still choose not to let go of. So how is that benefiting us if we are still holding on to things that we already acknowledge that we need to let go of and move on from? It's not benefiting anybody, and anybody around us associating with us that can see us being better than who we are representing us to be. Your character speaks for itself. Be the core you. Never let anybody's behavior or mistreatment change you. No matter how much it may have affected you, you overcame, you're overcoming, you got through, you're getting through. Let it go. So, stay tuned, because I got you covered. And I'm also going to share some things I had to learn, I had to let go of, that I didn't know I was holding on to as well. And I want you guys to chime right on in with me, because, you know, I am here for your rawness. I am here for my rawness. And I always love to share my testimonies and things that has helped me and prayers that has helped me. And the word itself that has helped me. So, with that being said, stay tuned, stay blessed, stay encouraged. I am your host that will always reveal the most, your favorite sister, Sister Christy Christ, here at A Fistful Podcast. And don't forget to check out my second podcast that is hosted by me and my man in my life at Different People, Different Levels Podcast. And you can find our first video on YouTube at DPDL Levels TV. So, stay tuned for episode 2 on letting it go and letting people go. Until then, stay blessed, stay encouraged, and I'll see y'all back here next Monday night at midnight.